The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Day. Thought I'd play a little Flogging Molly for you. Yes, that's actually the name of the band. And these guys are probably on tour right now, along with Dropkick Murphys. I had my Dropkick Murphys t-shirt on yesterday. Now I'm wearing the green today. Got to show you the green. Here's the green. So you know, I'm not going to get pinched. And for all of those of you KCXL listeners in Kansas City, well, you know, they're going to have the arguably one of the biggest Kansas City St. Patrick's Day parades in the history of mankind. Kathy Nelson, president and CEO of the KC Sports Commission and Visit Kansas City, is going to be the grand marshal. And, of course, Mike Murphy, as always, and I remember seeing Mike Murphy as the grand marshal of the parade long ago. And, of course, it starts out downtown and goes all the way out to Westport, and then everybody ends up in the bars out at Westport. That's usually what happens. Anyway, they always have a great time, and of course the weather in Kansas City will be chilly for that event. So thought we'd drop that little truth bomb on you. And of course, even if it today is St. Patrick's Day, and if you live in Florida and think you have the luck of the Irish, think again. Florida is the least lucky state in America. This is a new study conducted by FloridaBet.com, comparing stats on things like life expectancy, mortality, divorce, disasters. Got the highest score, 64.7 out of 100, with the sixth highest percent of divorces and the highest number of lightning fatalities since 1952. Wow. And, of course, West Virginia, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Arkansas round out the top five. Just so you know. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, so given all that little trivia, we, of course, you know, go back to the the messages at hand here on this St. Patrick's Day 2023. If you have a question, we've had listeners with questions. We thank you for your orders, by the way, yesterday, Banner Day. And we appreciate your calling in and helping us out, because you get the benefits of having product delivered to you. Someone ordered 12 bottles of Nuke Protect. And if you live near a power plant, I mean, Sherry in Kansas, very astute, one of our listeners out there, very astute forward looker, came up with the idea that, you know, if you live near a power plant and the old grid goes down, there's a chance that you may see a bunch of Chernobyls happening. That is totally true. And we already know, because of what happened on the East Coast last year. You remember how the grid went down, or the partial, we're talking about the utility that went down last year that was taken offline. And they made a gas shortage. Now, you see, that was just a little sample of what you have to look forward to. Now, just imagine the entire grid because they only have to hack into 9 substations across the country to shut down the entire grid. And if they do that, they can leave that grid down for 2 weeks and you will see civil unrest like you have never seen in your life. It won't be like a civil war. It will be more, you know, down to earth, local, in your face kind of stuff, where each individual family is going to be faced with some serious problems. And this is one of the reasons, if you live near a nuclear power plant, Nuke Protect probably is a good idea. Or if you even live downstream from one, because a jet stream will carry it from the point of the explosion to the east northeast because of the jet stream. So wherever you live, if you're in that path, you probably need this stuff because you got to replace the bad iodine being a radioactive iodine with the good stuff. That's what Nuke Protect is. So you may want to order some of that today when the Power Mall opens within the hour. If you have questions, 877-817-9829 at the Power Mall. We have a live chat box you can talk to us on thepowermall.com, or send us an email at support@thepowermall.com to get your questions answered. Our St. Patrick's Day sale, of course, you get 15% off complete essentials this week, and that is a deal. And the White Harvest Seed Kits are back in stock. We had Mike Knox on, and yesterday, you guys, you didn't let me down. Listeners were calling up with questions, very pertinent to surviving. Learned a lot. It's amazing what you can learn just by listening to the show, because we are all about solutions here, and our listeners know it, and they contribute, and we appreciate that. And the number to contribute is 844-769-2944. And that gets you on the radio with us, all right? We also have 10% off head-to-toe clay. Took a clay bath last night. 10% off silver botanicals. And, of course, we have the 10% off on Allergies Blessed Water Kit from Butterfly Essential Oils as part of our March special. We'll continue on with that for the entire month. And if you want to become a Power Mall affiliate, if you have a business and you want to be an affiliate, you have a website, you have any kind of a social media page that you want to post the Power Mall's logo on, we'll give you the software and you can track all the people that you send the link to. And when they buy stuff from the Power Mall, you get a cut. Such a deal. Good way to make money. If you got any questions also about our commentary and what we're doing in today's broadcast, but you don't want to call in, you can text us at 877-817-9829 or email us at support@thepowerhour.com. And, you know, I get alerts on my text messages on my phone, internal, of course, that some people have questions. And so when you call in and the Power Mall is up and running and people are there to answer the 877-817-9829, generally I will get your question forwarded to me almost instantaneously. And so we can try to attempt to gain an answer somehow. Maybe one of our listeners has that answer, as many of you do. You've been doing your research and your homework. You haven't been sitting idly by and watching the world go around, which we appreciate. And, of course, when you buy anything from the Power Mall or make a donation, which we have had people do, and we, God love you, we appreciate you. When you do that, it keeps us on the air because that's how we survive. We have our little shopping mall here at the Power Hour called the Power Mall. And this is how we stay on the radio alive and kicking. And of course, if you go to thepowerhour.com and click the Support Us tab, that's a great way to help us out. Or you can call Jay directly at the Power Mall and make a donation. Now we have a new partner, Sauna Space Infrared Saunas. Joyce had promoted this company and had them on the Power Hour years ago. We're bringing it back. And, of course, you can use the coupon code POWERHOUR to get a 5% discount on your order. Sauna Space brings together near and far infrared saunas for a perfect combination. And they offer a 100-day home trial. So you got to love that. And they have financing options available, too, with Split It and Shop Pay. Of course, you can choose those options at checkout, and you can buy through the Partners tab. We're going to put them on the Partners tab. So you actually can go there if you go online to order. Now, if you have to call us, right? If you have to call us at the toll-free number, 877-817-9829, to order it. We can click on the Partners tab for you, and we can order it with your information and get you the discount, all right? Just so you know. There's all sorts of ways we can get this done and make it happen if you want to sign up. Of course, we're on all of the major social media, and you know, you want to check in for news updates, and we have a newsletter we put out. You can subscribe to that. It comes in an email blast. And, of course, we have the Power Hour Forum. And if you're interested in having the Power Hour broadcast on your local radio station, reach out, ask for the program director, and let them know that you'd like to have the Power Hour on the show. Power Mall is also on Facebook, at Facebook, the Power Mall. So, anyway, I guess people are trying to access us. I'm getting messages right now that we seem to have a video link connection here. An issue with the video link, but anyway, we'll try and get that rectified here shortly. The Grow Network, by the way, has an upcoming free webinar on how to grow food in a grid-down situation if you don't have any experience or are older and out of shape. Well, that's no excuse. You got to eat. People got to eat. You know, what happens if Meals and Wheels goes down and they can't come to your door and take care of you? You're going to have some way to eat. You're going to have to learn how to sprout seeds. You're going to have to learn how to do something. We want you to live a healthy and long life. John 10:10. Remember that? What, you got to go look it up? Yep. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. John 10:10. Elsie Van Hamlen is going to be joining us. We're allegedly going to reach out and touch her in the next hour, talking about fake meat and all this other garbage that's going on with social engineering and geoengineering and whatnot. She's going to be talking about pharma food in her next hour. This is where they want you to go. You believe the bugs? Anyway, as far as the issues, we have some holiday news here about St. Patrick and the times he lived in, how he found Ireland and all heathen and left it all Christian, an American Minute with Bill Federer. And, of course, in 220 AD, the later Eastern Han Dynasty extended sections of the Great Wall of China along the Mongolian border. Now, did you know also, there's a little bit of history about St. Patrick. Do you know he was enslaved at one point in time? Yeah. There were a lot of Irish that were put on boats and made slaves. Yeah, about the same time, if not sooner or before, the African-Americans were. Yeah, remember the signs, Irish need not apply? Yeah, that's kind of discrimination. I mean, they thought, see, this is the thing about Irish, they're survivors. And that's one of the reasons why I played that little Flogging Molly clip earlier on the show. And, of course, Rome, this is the thing about the western borders and everybody that invaded Ireland. They all migrated west, and Ireland has gone through several attempted overtakings. And, of course, marauding bands and lawless mobs raided Britain's unprotected Roman settlements and carried away thousands to sell into slavery in Ireland. Ireland was ruled by the bloodthirsty, superstitious pagan Druids at the time. Of course, Thomas Cahill has a book out on how the Irish saved civilization, put out by Random House in 1995. And we've got a story on that. And why, it's a rather lengthy story. So you can read that if you would. And of course, is the luck of the Irish real? Residents of Ireland report more good fortune and lucky charms. Hi, 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 it's not magically delicious. Yeah, new poll showed the luck of the Irish may be a real thing, with residents of Ireland reporting a greater prevalence of good fortune. The survey revealed those living in the Emerald Isle may actually experience more luck, tallying an average of 40 fortunate moments every year, nearly 10% more than people in the rest of the UK. Amazing how that works. And, you know, when we talk about lucky charms in Ireland, we're talking about the lucky number, whatever that may be, 7 in many people's books. bracelets, coins, rings, four-leaf clovers, ladybugs, socks, horseshoes, rainbows, and even underwear. Oh, warm and fuzzy, which brings to mind an Irish joke. Yeah, you know, an Irishman walks out of a bar. It can't happen. An Irishman walks into a bar and asks for two beers. He then pulls a small green-skinned man out of his pocket and puts him on the counter. And as he's drinking one drink and the green man is drinking the other, an Englishman down the bar who has had a few too many drinks says, "Hey, Patty, what's that little green thing you've got down there?" The little green man runs down the bar and gives the Englishman a raspberry right in the face and then runs back to the Irishman. Yeah. And the Englishman mops himself off and says to the Irishman, "Hey, Patty, what is that thing anyway?" The Irishman replies, "Have some respect. He's a leprechaun." "A leprechaun," says the Englishman, laughing. "Boy, I never knew leprechauns were so ugly." The leprechaun, hearing that, runs down the bar and gives the Englishman a raspberry again. This time, the Englishman is really mad. Not only is he pissed, which is drunk in English, he's mad. "You tell that leprechaun if he does it again, I'll cut his wanker off," he shouts. "You can't do that," says the Irishman. "Leprechauns don't have wankers." "Well, how do they pee then?" asks the Englishman. "They don't," says the Irishman. They go... So there you have the funny Irish joke today. Hopefully that made you laugh. Yeah, I've got I had a little Irish humor out there. Yeah, that raspberry was for Joe, by the way. You know, because he's been doing some really... Did you see him on Comedy Central? What a joke. The man is a pathological liar. Mental acuity of office furniture. Unbelievable. But at least it makes the news and it's funny and we can make fun. We always do. Here's some interesting things about the goings-on in world news for those of you who are having video issues. You might want to hit the refresh button on your Power Mall or the PowerHour.com. Hit the refresh button and maybe the video will pop back up because you're not the only one. Apparently, we're getting reports into Broadcast Central here that there may be an issue with video. Some of you can't see I'm wearing the green, so you're not going to come through and pinch me. It's not going to happen. No, you can't even at least cop a feel. No, can't even do that. The upstart populist pro-farmer party, Farmer Civilization Movement, shook the foundations of politics in the Netherlands overnight, securing a significant victory in Wednesday's provincial elections on the back of growing resentment against the globalist government of Prime Minister Mark Rutte and his plans to introduce Great Reset-style environmental policies. "People are saying, what the F happened?" exclaimed the frank-talking half-Irish leader of the BBB, Caroline van der Plas, in a victory speech Wednesday evening as her party, which was formed just 3 years ago, saw the most gains of any party in the elections that will determine the makeup of the Dutch Senate. Yeah. That's why they use the word fecking. In Ireland, because they don't want to cuss, right? And that's why we have terms for people in the White House called fecking idiots. Chinese dictator Xi Jinping announced the launch on Wednesday of something called the Global Civilization Initiative, a plan to establish a global network for inter-civilization dialogue and cooperation in pursuit of diversity and tolerance. Wow. Wow. Apparently now the refresh has worked and people can see me on the video. Good thing. See, this is the thing. China's all part of this. And China and Russia. Russia, I'm not sure about. But China, definitely. They want to be the world ruler, which is why they call it the Global Civilization Initiative, a plan to establish a global network for inter-civilization dialogue and cooperation. In other words, they're going to bring on the surveillance state. And what happens in the surveillance state? Well, just look at the people that are Falun Gong and Uyghurs, and you'll understand what happens in surveillance state. You want that here? Hate crimes against Catholics in Canada more than tripled in just 1 year, according to a new study from a Christian think tank. CARTIS, a Canadian nonpartisan Christian think tank, released its report and it's called Toward a Hopeful Future, Facing Down Religious Hate. It found that in 2021, the largest spike in religiously motivated hate crimes occurred against Catholics, from 43 incidents in 2020 to 155 in 2021. And sadly, emergency room visits for suicide attempts among minors increased during the COVID-19 pandemic, with the number of visits from youths who considered suicide also rising, according to researchers, 22%, as a matter of fact. Paper published by The Lancet Psychiatry on Thursday, yesterday, researchers at the University of Calgary, the University of Ottawa, Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario, Toronto's Sick Kids Hospital for Sick Children, and University College Dublin all said this. They all said this. Pretty sad. 18 nations, they did the studies, 42 studies from 18 nations, 11.1 million emergency department visits by children and adolescents, many of them trying to check out. That's sad. That means something is getting under their skin and causing them to be severely depressed and their minds distorted. Yeah. Makes you wonder why David Bowie wrote that song Rebel Rebel about, you know, your mother's in a whirl. She's not sure if you're a boy or a girl. Yeah, see, now this is what they're pushing in your face. We're hearing it constantly. And it's just, you know, look at it this way. It's a very minute percent, but this minute percentage of people that are pushing this stuff are backed by some big money. And that's what's doing it. You know, when you got banks like SVB giving $73 million to BLM, wow. I mean, see, this is where they're getting their money from these woke banks. And you people that are putting your money in woke banks, we'll talk about that in a bit, because apparently there's a lot of it floating around. And the big banks are now bailing out First Republic Bank, which is on the skids. And of course, the Fed is like, oh, that's so wonderful. Yeah, we're talking about Bank of America, Chase, Wells Fargo, all those big names, the names you know. Yeah, we're talking about all those kicking in $30 billion. Now, keep in mind, if you're a shareholder in any one of these big banks, boy, they must have a lot of reserves to play with. Lots of reserves to play with in order to give a bank that much money just to, you know, bankroll them to keep them afloat. Oh, we all have to work together. Uh-huh. Yeah, this is not over, folks. It is not over. And the latest reports out, Bo Biden's, you remember him, the former AG from Delaware who passed away, brain tumor. Apparently, the Biden family payoffs from the Chinese Communist Party has gotten all the way into Hallie Biden's pocket. Bo's widow? Yeah, she got money, according to the reports we're getting in. I mean, they're really trying to... The whole Biden family is involved in this, folks. They got $1 million from Hunter Associate after China Wire, according to a GOP oversight chair. You want to know, they are compromised. They are so compromised. The particular associate, John Robinson, Rob Walker, worked with Hunter Biden. He's now a whistleblower, you know, with Tony Bobulinski and President Joe Biden's brother, James Biden. They incorporated a joint venture in Delaware in 2017 with the founder of CEFC China Energy, Yi Jianming, according to corporate documents obtained by the Epoch Times. And, of course, James Comer, House Committee Chairman of Kentucky, had no problem. Got new records after subpoenaing Bank of America, which found that at least three members of the Biden family got payments from accounts tied to Walker. And the money came from the communist Chinese. Just so you know, they're all corrupt. Speaker Kevin McCarthy, apparently his poll numbers are way up. Everybody likes what he's doing. Well, the ones that are fooled by what Congress is doing. McCarthy claims we're not going to pass a clean debt ceiling. We have to spend less money. So in the tit for tat, we're going to figure out a way. We're not going to pass a clean debt ceiling hike this year without spending cuts, and the House will not raise taxes. One thing I firmly believe is we're not going to raise taxes. We're not going to pass a clean debt ceiling. McCarthy keeps reiterating, well, we'll see. Right now, I told you that this next 2 years was going to be a shift show. Lame duck. The DOJ is objecting to allegations that it suppressed evidence in the prosecutor January 6, 2021, defendant Jacob Chansley. You remember the QAnon shaman? That is now serving 41 months. Navy veteran. 41 months. They affirmatively hid the video evidence that Tucker Carlson showed of the QAnon shaman walking through, being escorted by police into the Senate chamber, saying a prayer for the Capitol Police. And this guy, you know, the way they painted the picture of him, you know, he became an enemy combatant. Boy, sure looked like an enemy combatant to me if you watch the video. How's that possible? See, the judge needed to see it. Did the judge see it? No. The judge might have said, you know what? Forget this noise. I don't see any play. I mean, I'm going to, you know, if he did any time served, that would be the extent of it. Because of the fact that the government withheld evidence. That is, you look at the video. Pictures are worth a thousand words. And, of course, Chansley's former attorney, Albert Watkins, negotiated the Navy vet's 41-month sentencing agreement in 2021, and he had not seen that video. How could the DOJ even offer this guy a plea deal knowing that video was out there? That's why you can't trust our government, folks. There's one classic example. They knew, did not disclose. Wow. Do we have a civil rights violation here? Seems like it, don't we? North Carolina House, by the way, has passed legislation to repeal the state's handgun permit requirement, sending it to Governor Roy Cooper via a near veto-proof majority. It did. The AP reported the House passed the legislation 70-44, which means every Republican president voted for it, and three Democrats crossed the aisle to vote with the GOP. So apparently, when the states go marching in, no, that's the Saints, but the states, we're gonna put the states label on it. Here's the thing you got to understand. We're starting to get local with everything now. We're starting to look at what the government is doing, and this is the sad state of affairs in America. We are reactive. We're not proactive. Well, here in this case, we've become proactive. Here's some other news for those of you. The Texit Bill, Texas Independence Referendum Act, House Bill 3596, has been referred to committee in the Texas House of Representatives. That's right. They're going to schedule a public hearing where public can testify in support or opposition to the bill. Everybody, we want you to call Chairman Todd Hunter and ask him to schedule that House Bill 3596 for a hearing as soon as possible. And that you want to testify. Wouldn't that be fun? Get to say something to these people in Texas. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after the break here in the Power Hour. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Be right back.
Wellness and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 32 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time, this St. Patrick's Day, 2023. Dave Krieger with you. Appreciate you joining us today. The United States Capitol Police, by the way, had information at least 2 days before the events of J6 indicating attendance at Donald Trump's rally at the Ellipse on that day could swell to 3 million people, according to a federal trial exhibit and court testimony from a senior USCP commander, Jessica Baboulis. This was an email she sent, said the organizers of the Trump rally expected 3 million people to show up. Yep. Activity on the 6th Women for America March for Trump. POTUS attended 11. 20K organizer says 3 million to attend, the email read. And it was entered into evidence on February 22nd as a defense exhibit in the third Oath Keepers criminal trial in the U.S. District Court in Washington, D.C. You'll see, here's the thing about that. I've always said and maintained that J6 was a trap. People should have just stayed at the Ellipse. Trump should have not said, go peacefully march on the Capitol. He should have known. And now I'm thinking outside the box here. So, I'm going to do my little Ross Perot here. Wait, hear me out. Think about this. He had every opportunity, knowing that Pelosi and Bow Wow Wowzer, the mayor of D.C., and others who had the power to say we need 20,000 National Guard troops to surround the Capitol building so that this doesn't happen. Peaceful or no peaceful, things could get out of hand. We need troops. Nope, not a one of them asked for it. In fact, you got to look at the agents provocateur and all that back channel news we're getting about the fact that the FBI got involved. I mean, this whole thing. You look at Ray Epps and these people with megaphones, get in there. They wanted them to riot. This was not an armed insurrection. You call a flagpole? I mean, we had a Capitol Police officer bragging he was using a flagpole as like a pugil stick. bragging about it to his fellow officers. Oh, yeah, I used a flagpole to beat the crap out of J6 protesters. You know, see, the whole thing was a trap. And Trump should have realized that as soon as they said, we're not ordering any backup. We're just going to have Capitol Police sit out there. Really, 3 million protesters, if that's what you thought was out there, what would have happened if all 3 million of those protesters would have come fully armed? Then you would have had an insurrection. Then you would have had a dead Congress, and that would have been the end of it. Dead Capitol Police, dead Congress. I mean, yeah, we might have lost a couple of thousand people, but 3 million fully armed Americans would have gone in there and shot up that place, and we could have restarted our entire government all over again. But that is not what happened, right? We all know, history's shown us, when you show up and sit there and ballyhoo and you walk into a trap and you see people, and I mean, even when Ray Epps is sitting there yelling at people to get in there, people were going, fed, 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 fed. Well, then why didn't they stop doing what they were doing and say, hey, this is a trap, turn around? No, because the crowd was incited, not by Trump. Trump said you'll peacefully go over there and march. I didn't see him say anything about call to arms and go marching on the Capitol with guns. I didn't see him say that. Did you? But the problem I have is he didn't tell people, hey, there's not going to be National Guard troops there. Something doesn't sound right to me. No, because all the people that Trump trusted put this garbage in his ear and puffed him up. It's all about dig me again. Look at all the things I did for America. You know, he likes to take credit for all that. And you see, now the other side wants to blame him for all that. Oh, yes, he's going to get indicted. I mean, listen to the media. Listen to the garbage. They want to take out every possibility of somebody who has done good for the country. They want to take him out so he can't come back and have a repeat performance. This time, I think he will be less trusting of those people that come in and say, well, Mr. President, this is what you need to do. He'll say, you know what? You can go piss up a drain pipe, pal. I'm going to get somebody that will drain the swamp because Bill Barr didn't do it. He had every opportunity. But, you know, when you get somebody who's part of the swamp, what do you expect? Nothing's going to happen. So this whole thing is a shift show. And we sit idly by and watch this happen, and we feel sorry for those people that succumb to the trap and are now sitting in jail as enemy combatants in the D.C. gulag, while the D.C. judges wreak havoc on their lives and allow them to be treated like prisoners in Iraq. It's kind of crazy, isn't it? You have something to say about that. You might agree, might disagree, might have some data or some proof or some commentary. 844-769-2944 would be the number to call and voice your opinion on this. I mean, does it really piss you off that much? Does me kind of, I'm kind of saddened by the whole thing because of all the things that could actually have occurred on that day. Mike Pence could have said, you know what? We need to back up here because there's some question of election integrity here, and Pence could have stopped the whole thing, but he didn't. And people are looking at Pence going, like hell, we're going to nominate you to be the federal, the presidential, GOP presidential nominee. Like hell, you're going to get nominated. It's not happening. About 15 million people, we're hearing again, could lose their Medicaid coverage in the next year as states start to determine whether some individuals are eligible after a provision under the federal COVID-19 public health emergency is slated to expire in May. That's 2 months away. According to a Kaiser Family Foundation study, some 18% of Medicaid recipients, or about 15 million people, are going to lose their health insurance coverage when the states start removing people from the Medicaid rolls starting in April, April 1st. That's not an April Fool's joke. The U.S. is proposing bold action to clean thousands of forever chemicals out of the drinking water. Yeah, right. This is an EPA rule, which they're trying to get finalized. Public water companies are need to monitor for the chemicals and keep two widely studied ones, PFOA and PFOS, below levels of 4 parts per trillion. The rule also regulates combined amounts of 4 other types of PFAS chemicals. But see, here's a problem about this. They're nitpicking on stuff when they can't even show up to take care of what's going on in East Palestine, Ohio. That's the problem I got with this whole thing. Not happening. If you have the power to voice your opinion, you definitely want to do this. And by the way, we have a story out in our health category here about pine needles, because we've had people call up and tell us how they brew pine needle tea. Humans have long held a fascination with pine trees and their roles in the natural world. They can live to be hundreds, in some cases thousands of years old, and about 125 different pine species out there. Well, some might be familiar with the term shikimic acid. That is the main constituent within the antiviral drug oseltamivir, also known as Tamiflu. Well, if you want the natural form and you don't want to support Big Pharma, we have Pine Power Plus, raw Pine Power Plus in the 8-ounce bottle. That's harvested from North American and Canadian white and red pine needles, which are both high in shikimic acid. And, of course, it has a lot of terpenes in it, vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. And we have it at the Power Mall, which opens in a little over 15 minutes. And you can call up and order yours. And see, you don't have to sit there and brew tea anymore, folks. You can. The Pine Power Plus is concentrated. You take one tablespoon a day. And that gives you the dose of what you need. And you don't have to sit there and continue to brew tea. I know some of you aren't going to give up on that. But this is the stuff that's actually naturally manufactured. And that's why we carry it at the Power Mall. We appreciate that. Goldman Sachs, meanwhile, is slashing its U.S. GDP forecast, warning of an economic hit from recent bank failures. Goldman Sachs, like we should trust them after the crap that they sold investors before the 2008 collapse. And they knew that was crap, and they told their investors it was, oh, well, Moody's rated a AAA. Can you trust any of this? I mean, it's bad enough First Republic is getting $30 billion bailout from all the other banks. And, of course, the U.S. government's behind it, pushing them all to do it. I mean, we've already said this. You know, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, U.S. Bancorp, PNC Bank, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, all involved in the discussions about giving First Republic Bank that much money. Billionaire investor Ken Griffin, meanwhile, is warning U.S. capitalism is breaking down. He said, what happened at SVB? That's just the beginning. Oh, by the way, did you know that this bailout, this $30 billion bailout, all that funding that is given to First Republic Bank, it's all uninsured. Oh, there goes all your money from all those. Oh, you thought you were a shareholder in these big banks, and they're going to put it in a bank that's in the failure mode, and none of it is insured by the FDIC. So that's. And of course, we have to go back to this quadrillion dollar derivative tsunami that's ticking away, according to Ellen Brown. And we've included that link in case you missed it. The only saving grace to the economy right now is that housing starts jumped 9.8% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 1.45 million, still not enough to keep up with the housing shortage. Adam Data, by the way, has put out an article ranking the best counties for buying single-family rentals in 2023. That's included in the email blast. There are a couple of different places in Florida that top that list. Speaking of Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis, along with governors of 18 other states, are taking action against Biden's environmental, social, and corporate governance agenda. Yep, they're going to push back by looking at their positions related to actual businesses or organizations, and of course their pension funds. They're going to do a little restructuring here and fight back on this. Of course, on CNBC's Squawk Box, Harvard University economics professor and former International Monetary Fund chief economist Ken Rogoff argued the issues around the banks have not been fixed at all, because in a world with higher inflation, interest rates, and poor growth in China, did you hear that about China? That's his take on it. We're in a situation where things are going to break. He also argued it's surprising something hasn't happened earlier. Yeah. Have authorities stopped the problem in its tracks? Rogoff says, nope, not at all. This is what happens when you keep borrowing money and spending it into oblivion. Brady in Vegas. Good morning, sir. How are you? Thanks for holding.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Bible money matters, and I'm going to tell you why, because the sands in the hourglass are just ticking away and sliding away as we speak, because after that collapse of the SVB Bank, that was the start of the economic reset and their push to go into the digital currency. We're just almost a couple months away now from where you're going to see everything being converted from your dollar into the digital currency that the bank's trying to put out there right now. And so you better get into your silver and your gold as quick as I speak.
Brady, I think this is leading up to something big. You know, you really should be one of our partners on the Power Hour, because I mean, people would be buying. I wouldn't have to go to Money Metals Exchange, you know, up in Idaho to buy my silver if you know, you would just become a partner here on the show. This sounds like a novel idea.
All right, you really, deal done. We're partners.
You really,
Dave,
should support at thepowerhour.com. Email Catherine and get signed up. We'd love to have you on board. Okay. I'm telling you, everybody would buy their stuff from you if you did that. I know where you're going with it, and you're right about that. People need to have some sort of store of value, and I'm not sure as far as digital currency. I think it's what you're seeing a shift toward in the mainstream media. Actually, CNN's in the tank, by the way, in case you didn't notice. They now have less than 500,000 people that watch that network. I am just like beside myself. They did this to themselves, folks, because of the garbage they put out. And see, the thing is that Fox News is the most watched right now at this point of all the mainstream channels. And the thing is that they are seriously looking at everybody running to the major mega banks, which are all donating to First Republic, this $30 billion, right? And so they're all going to rush to try to – the big banks is the ones that were behind the 2008 collapse. They're the ones that made money off everybody stealing $10.2 million homes. I don't know. Mike in Alaska, do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What we need is an audit. Hey, good morning, Brady. Good morning there, David. What we need is an audit, because if you guys remember – the first stimulus from Obama, $1 trillion, most of that went to the banks. They put that money in their accounts. They did not loan out money for the whole duration of Obama's cursed presidency. They still got that money. I wouldn't have my money in a bank, like Brady says, buy silver, buy gold, buy metal, even copper. But I would not put my money in a big bank if my life depended on it. They're so corrupt. Like California, what they did to me, they said the California State Franchise Tax Board about 20 years ago said I might owe them money.
What a joke.
I might owe them money. So what they did, they took my account from Bank of America, took out $8,000. They even went under by $35. And to add insult to injury, Bank of America tagged me for an overdraft charge.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
So that's
how corrupt they are. This is the franchise. Yeah, it is. I get it, Mike. This is the problem. Because, see, we're all looking at this going, okay, there's got to be a better solution than this, because we're still all putting our faith in what's in. Yeah, remember that? This is why I love what they say. What's in your wallet? What's in my wallet? How about this? This, folks, right here I'm holding up in camera is a Federal Reserve note. A note is a promise to pay. It represents debt. If I give you $10, guess what I'm doing? I'm passing around debt. Now, how is that?
Yep.
It has no intrinsic value whatsoever. It's extrinsic in value because the will of we the people. So the whole idea here is when you have a majority of the people who are listening to this thing that still rely on it, this is how they're getting away with it, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, they're so corrupt. What we need to do is bring back the precious metal backed dollar bill, if anything, because that's the only thing that's going to save this country. Because I don't believe in cryptocurrency either. I think it's another fiat scam. There's nothing better than silver or gold, period.
Well, yeah. To see, crypto is ether. I mean, anything that has to do with what's out in the internet, it can vaporize in an instant, and as we've seen. And then you turn around, and when they try to cash it out and divert money through the Ethernet channels into all of our Congress people in the form of political donations. And now you're seeing the backlash from it. And this is all just ether. And with this blockchain, and they say, well, the blockchain can't be infiltrated. Oh, they'll figure out a way, because all this is mirror images of deposits and currencies and information. And don't think they can't mirror that with some sort of a virus. No, I'm sorry. If they can take down our grid, they can manipulate our currency.
Yeah, what happens if we lose power and if we lose one satellite? I remember hit New York.
There
one,
you go.
What happens? You won't be able to do anything with your crypto.
That's right. We're all on a level playing field, Ben, and then you're going to have to rely on your actual hard currency. The cold cash in the freezer, where you're keeping it, it's not going to matter. Then you're going to wish you'd have gone to Brady's store in Las Vegas and bought all this stuff and stocked up on gold.
You got to pull out your Bible money then. That's when you pull out your Bible money. When that EMP attack hits, you pull out your silver that you have bought and you start trading in silver, because the currency that's going to be traded in a daily situation if we have an EMP attack is going to be silver. You're not going to be trading silver coins.
You know,
you're not
going to
be trading gold coins.
Yeah, you open your Bible and you go, oh, my God, I've only got 30 shekels. Oh, my goodness. Hey, thanks, guys, for calling. I appreciate it. We got other callers on the horn here. Oh, my goodness. Dave in Iowa, how are you?
Hi, Dave. Pretty good. On the January 6th thing, who's the one that put those people in prison? Trump's the one that put them in prison. Why?
Well, he encouraged.
Okay, he was president January on the 6th, right? When was the inauguration? The 23rd
That's
or 4th?
Right. 20th.
All he had to do was issue a blanket pardon for everybody that was there that day in Kapui. There goes the whole thing. Trump's
Bingo,
the one
but
that
he
put
didn't.
Him in prison.
And see, but he had bad advice. Somebody was telling him, there's nothing you can do. It's all over. They're going to arrest these people. They're going to shoot these people. He could have, as the president of the United States, you're absolutely right, Dave. He could have stopped all this. You're absolutely right. He did not do it. The power of the presidency was still in his hands on J6, and he could have done something. And all he did was say, you're going to peacefully march, and they're trying to hang him for that. This is the thing I'm worried about most now, is because of the fact that Pence didn't do something to stop this from happening. Had Pence gone out publicly and said, I'm putting a halt to these proceedings because we've got issues with election integrity here, from the reports I'm getting, we're going to put the brakes on this thing, it would have stopped J6 completely. But no, they couldn't do that. They couldn't do that. No, they had to have this side of a riot, and so that we could be demonized, and anybody that loves America could be called a domestic terrorist. I mean, that's what they wanted to do. So, I mean, great point, Dave. I appreciate that. Thanks for your input. Chance in West Virginia, how are you, sir?
You know what surprises me about people, Dave? Let me tell you. They should have stopped doing business with Wells Fargo, Citibank, Bank of America, long when they first heard the news about the corruption. That's number one, right?
Yep.
Number two. Yeah, and number two, why is it such a big damn surprise to people about the food supply when they've been playing around with the farmers all these years, telling them what to grow, what not to grow, how much to grow, and then they came out with the Terminator seed. So in other words, they've been building up to this food impossibility for a long time. They're just putting the icing on the cake now. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, it looks like it's headed in that direction. And of course, we, the people, have to rise up, because, I mean, I go to the grocery store and the grocery stores are loaded up, but I haven't seen anybody doing any serious panic buying yet, because I really don't believe it's sunk in. I think these people are literally looking at the cognitive dissonance in the face. It's surrounded their heads, and they're just going on about their business like, oh, yeah, the economy, everything's back to normal again. And what little, you know, they're not listening to the back channel information. A majority of America is, like, blinded by all this.
Well, Dave, if you're going to wait for the American people to wake up and rise up, don't hold your breath.
I'm not.
They've got... They've gotten too fat, lazy, and stupid. That you can do anything to them now. It's a disgrace what the American people have become. I'm sad to say. With that, buddy, have a good weekend now.
Thank you. You too. Have a good St. Patrick's Day and a great weekend, Chance. We appreciate you. God bless you. By the way, NASA has seen an active Venus volcano for the first time ever, believe it or not. Amazing how that works. Sometimes newfound flower species are lurking where scientists least expect to see them. Parks, gardens, even planters on balconies. This is where researchers in Japan recently identified a new species of orchid. Pink and white blooms. They look like they were spun from glass. That's all reported in today's Journal of Plant Research, which we have a link for you. The New Zealand Parliament has banned TikTok, another company, another outfit, governmental agency now that just came to their senses. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we've got more information news in the next hour. Elsie Van Hamlen going to be with us talking about food pharma. Dave Krieger with you. Happy St. Patrick's Day. We'll be back after this break. Stay with us.
Chagamax is fortified with powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chagamax by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.